Okay, Chevra, this was incredibly geschmack. This was great. I hope you guys enjoyed as much as I did, because this is a very special thing. Just a note of thank yous, first of all, for putting this together. First of all, a big thank you to Rav Sam, Sam Drash. You guys are, I'm sure, are familiar with, yeah? Familiar with, okay. And a thank you also to someone who's here today, is Jakey. Okay, Jakey Freeman has been tremendously helpful in putting this together. And particularly with regards to the football, which we all look forward to. I unfortunately won't be able to join, talk to Jakey about that.
That was the last time when we wrecked them.
Gotta talk to Jakey. Okay, so Chevra, and shkoyach to all of you for coming and making this an incredible morning of learning, of breakfast, and mirtz Hashem of getting to know each other. The Chevra coming together, this is very, very incredible. So the topic for today is, you guys have already been discussing, you guys mamish impressed me incredibly with how much you guys got through. I thought like, oh, they'll get through like the first line maybe. But you guys mamish flew, so you guys are awesome. Many of you flew. So the point is, yeah, so Chanukah Mesibas, Sudas Mitzvah, and Thanksgiving dinner. All right, so we'll try to break those three down into three different categories. And the story is like this. Okay, so Chanukah Mesibas. So we get together often on Chanukah, like I mentioned, after meeting this morning. The shul is going to be having a Chanukah Mesiba on Wednesday. If you can make it, that'd be amazing. It's going to be, Mirtz Hashem, a very special night. So the question is, on Chanukah, is there some obligation to have a meal? Right, so let's think of some other times, some other like holidays, let's say that there's an obligation to have a meal. So let's throw it out there, right? Yes. Pesach, good. Pesach, we have a Seder. Right, not only that, even on the day. During the day, we have a Yantif Suda as well. Purim, excellent, right? Purim is definitely a good question. Yes, Matthew.
Sukkot,
we have a meal. Yes.
Officially, all Yom Tov, you're supposed to have a piece of meat.
Good, officially, all Yom Tov, you're supposed to have meat. Good, what else? Yes. Shabbat, yes. On Shabbat, we're supposed to have a Suda as well.
Is Shabbat really a holiday, though?
Is Shabbat really a holiday? Yes, that's a good question. It's an excellent question. We should talk about that, but not right now.
Okay.
So let's discuss, first of all, Chanukah, all right? So the first Gemara that I think most of you saw, the Gemara has an interesting question where it says, "My Chanukah," right? What is Chanukah? So it's an interesting question because usually we don't have that by other Yom Tovim. My Pesach, what's Pesach? Like Pesach is pretty clear. Right, because there's a lot in the Pesukim about it. There's a lot of information we have about Pesach. When it comes to Chanukah, so there's not really that much information. There's nothing in Tanakh about Chanukah. All we have about Chanukah is a few dafim in the Gemara, which is where this Gemara comes from, starting on Chaf Aleph Amad Aleph in the Gemara Shabbos, going until Chaf Dalet or so. Just a couple of dafim in the Gemara that discusses the idea of Chanukah, and the Gemara says what really is this idea of Chanukah, and tells a story of how Chanukah happened, that we're familiar with, and says that because of the nace that happened, that they won the battle, and that they found the oil, and that it lasted for 8 days, so they made the Shana Acharas Kavim Vasal Yamim Tovim Behal Uvehoda. Now the following year, they established this to be Yamim Tovim, right, days of, you know, good days, a Yantif, so to speak, Behal Uvehoda. And the Gemara specifies that this is supposed to be a happy and joyous day, specifically through Hallel, the recitation of Hallel, and also through Hodah, through thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Certainly in line with what we have today, Thanksgiving. The idea of giving Hodah is certainly a crucial theme to Chanukah. So if you look at the Gemara doesn't say anything about making a Suda. The Gemara doesn't say anything about making a meal. And Rashi, in fact, says, what does it mean, Vaso Yamim Tovim? That Rashi says, it's not Asar B'Malacha, right? The way a normal Yantif is, like other Yamim Tovim, right? We mentioned Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos. Those are Yom Tovim where you're not allowed to do malacha. It's like Shabbos in that sense. Over here, it's not. Right? You're allowed to do malacha on Chanukah. Shlo nikvu l'likros halal v'lomar ala hanisim behoda. Right? That the only thing they established it to be was to read halal and to say ala hanisim. And again, so in Rashi, there's nothing mentioned about a suda. Similarly, in the Rambam again begins by going through the story, which is something interesting to note. Now the Rambam begins by going through the whole story. And the Rambam is writing a halacha sefer, not a storybook. So why did the Rambam go through the whole story? It's an interesting point to think about. And then the Rambam in Halacha Gimel here mentions that because of this whole story that happened, so we made this day of Chanukah to be days of, let's just get his language over here, Yemei Simcha v'Hallel, days of Simcha, days of joy, and days of Hallel. So again, that's basically the way the Rambam sums up what Chanukah is. If you want to sum up what Chanukah is in essence, it's a day of Hallel, giving thanksgiving, right? And a day of Hodah, right? Day of praise and Hodah, thanksgiving. So nothing in the Rambam. If you look in the Torah is the first one, just a second, the Torah is the first one that brings in this concept of having a meal. And the Torah it doesn't really mention it so directly. He almost mentioned it indirectly. He says, "V'haya Omer Haram Erunberg." This is the very last line of the first page of Marmor Kamos. That the Maharam Erunberg, he wants to say, "Shiriboy Hasuda Shemar Bibahem." That the increasing in sudas that we do, right, this practice of perhaps making a Chanukah Masiba. So he says that is a sudas harashus. That's a permission, right? We have mitzvahs. We have isurim, right? Mitzvah is something you have to do. You know, is there something you're forbidden from doing? And rishos, what's rishos? How would you translate that?
Permission.
What? Permission or
allowed?
Yeah, exactly. So allowed, right? You know, let's say normally eating a donut, right? Assuming eating a donut, that's rishos, right? It's not usually mitzvah, right? It's not forbidden usually, unless let's say you just had fleishik, and you want to eat a milk of donut, so that would be forbidden. But normally, right? It's rishos. Goes either way. So he says you want to have a nice meal on Chanukah, you want to bring people together, you want to sing a little bit, you want to say to Rei Torah. That's a beautiful thing, but it's a rishos. He says, Shlokovim alahal lohodos. Okay? That's the way that the Torah says over here. If you look at the Bach over here in source number 5 discusses some of the differences between Chanukah and Purim. Right? Of course, Purim we have in Tanakh, right? What do we have about Purim? We have what? What? Megillas Esther, right, exactly, Megillas Esther. So Megillas Esther tells us the whole story. And in Megillas Esther, anyone remember, how does it describe the nature of the day of Purim? What does it say that we're supposed to do on Purim? Anyone remember any Bali Kriya here? C1, Sanu. What does it say? What does it say? What's the day of Halal? I believe it says Simcha Umishta. What? Yemei Mishta V'Simcha. So what does it mean to have Yemei Mishta V'Simcha? What is that? Not to fast, good. That's definitely a big part of it. What else?
Suda.
What? Suda. Right, Mishta. Mishta means a meal. A joyous, exciting, happy meal. Right? That's a Mishta. Right? So by Megillah, it really describes how we're supposed to have a Mishta. So why would there be a difference in the Bach? And this is reflected as well in the Lavush. The Lavush, I think, is perhaps well known for this thesis. It's reflected in the Bach, the Lavush, the Mishnah Berurah, Taz, and the Mishnah Berurah, more or less. They all have their different flavors of how to present this idea, but it's a similar idea where they reflect on why would it be that by Chanukah it's only a rishos, and why by Purim would it be that there's an obligation to have a meal. So if anyone saw, whether you saw it or not, just throw out ideas. Ray, what do we have? Why would there be a difference between Chanukah and Purim? What do we got?
Purim is a physical massacre.
Good.
And
physical? Matthew?
Well, because I think the sole purpose of Chanukah isn't really to commemorate the gifts and whatnot. It's to commemorate the fact that the oil lasts 8 days.
Okay, good. Okay, like that. What else? Anything else?
Spiritual.
Okay, good. So I think Yaakov, right? Okay, Yaakov and Matthew, I think, really hit the nail on the head, which is that basically reflected, again, in the Bach, the Lavush, the Taz, and the Mishnah Berurah, more or less all reflect this concept that Chanukah was an ideological attack, an ideological battle. Right, the Yavanim wanted to come up against us.
They wanted to turn us into
Hellenists. Exactly, right? They wanted to turn us, to take us into their ideologies. They didn't really care. Once we adopted their ideology, we said, we're in, right? We'll live the way you live. We'll live like, Lahavdil. We'll live like an American. We'll be an American guy. And we'll do all the things Americans do. So then that's it. They were happy with that. They were happy with that. However, when it came to Purim, so even if we said, you know what? We'll follow your ways. Right, we talked about this a little bit. Right, we'll dress like you, we'll act like you, we'll believe in the same, religion that you do. They wouldn't.
Ideologies, there's a difference.
Right, exactly. We'll believe. By Purim it didn't matter. Right, by Purim it didn't matter. They wanted to kill us anyway. And since the attack was a physical attack by Purim, so we react and rejoice in a physical way. Right, by having a mishta, by having a suda. Right. But that by Chanukah, since it was more of a spiritual attack, an attack on our nefashos, an attack on our soul, right? The way that we're supposed to believe, the way we're supposed to act inside. So then we don't necessarily have to act, react and rejoice in a physical way, but we react more in a spiritual way. Right? In Chanukah Menorah, learning Torah perhaps, that those are more spiritual ways of and especially what we saw, Challah v'Hodah. Those are certainly more spiritual focuses, right? So now let's just make this a little bit broader for a moment, and then we'll focus back in. More broader, there's this concept of Suda's mitzvah, okay? Having a Suda that becomes a mitzvah. So let's think. Any times that you have heard that phrase, you know, come, you have to wash, it's a Suda's mitzvah, come, eat, it's a Suda's mitzvah. Anyone think of any examples? What do we got? Shavu Brachos. Good. What else? Purim. Purim, good. Yeah, Purim we talked about. What else? What? Bris. There you go. Yeah, Shkayach team. Bris, what else? Anything else? Shabbos, good Shabbos.
Marriage.
Shabbos, marriage, exactly, a wedding. Okay, good. We hit up a lot of the big points, okay? A lot of things are often deemed as a Suda's mitzvah. One that wasn't mentioned, and I'll give you a clue, Hadron Alach, Asiyam, right? Maybe Asiyam is also a Suda's mitzvah, okay? So those are a few ideas. So the question is, what is the common theme behind all of them? So there are two Amar Makomos. I only put one of them here on the sheet. And by the way, the Chevra is welcome to keep these. And if you want to keep going, if you, you know, enjoy learning today with your college guy, see if he's available tomorrow morning, okay? Because I would imagine most of you guys are off. Okay, see if he's available tomorrow morning. The Chevra could go back. I think there's leftover donuts. Bring the donuts back. Bring some breakfast. And come back tomorrow morning, okay? And keep it going. You can keep going with these Amar Makomos, okay? Just hold on the question because we're running out of time. So he says like this, that what's the common theme behind the Suda's mitzvahs? So the Yom Shel Shlomo, which I think is on the Mar Makomos and the Chavos Yar, our two Achronim, will try to figure out what's the common thread behind all of the Suda's mitzvahs. And the thesis that both of them develop is that when you're gathering people together for the purpose of serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu, of coming closer to Hashem, so then that becomes a Suda's mitzvah. So think of all the examples that we mentioned. Right? Think of a Siyam, where you're coming to show people how Chashuv Talmud Torah is. That learning Torah is so incredible that we make a nice meal for it. That's when it comes to a Siyam. Right? What about, you know, marriage? A beautiful, incredible mitzvah. It's an incredible part of Avodas Hashem to get married, to build a beautiful home of Avodas Hashem, of mitzvahs, raising children, chinuch, beautiful things. It's a mitzvah. So therefore, the meal that we do in that context is a mitzvah as well. That's what the Chavos Yar and the Yom Shel Shlomo say. So now the question is, how do we approach our Chanukah mesivas? And to bring it home, how do we approach our Thanksgiving dinners? Right? Not everyone has, but for those that do, how do we approach both of those ideas? So I think we could approach them in one of two ways. Right? We could approach them in terms of this is, you know, a geshmak meal, right? You know, you love turkey, you hate turkey, turkey's delicious, you know, it's geshmak, and you know you're excited to eat. Excited for the whatever else, you know, the whatever people do, you know, sweet potato, you know, kugel, and you're excited for the football, and you're excited for all of those things, right? Or it could be, you know, like the Chanukah mesivah, we're excited for latkes and sufganiyot, right? Or, no, you're there to bring people closer to Hashem, right? You're there to share Divrei Torah. You're there to sing, right? You may have seen that there's this idea specifically with the Chanukah, by Chanukah, when you bring people together, that specifically if you sing, so then it becomes a mitzvah. What does that mean? Because then it becomes not just a physical experience, but now you're linking the spiritual and the physical together, right? And you're making the two of them one. That the physical will enhance the spiritual. And will make it even stronger and even better, right? And I think that's a beautiful way to approach the Thanksgiving Suda. If you guys are in this room today right now, which you are, it means that you are special guys, okay? You should know that. You guys are special. You came to learn on a day off. That's really, really special. And don't take that lightly. But what that also means is that you guys are likely in the position where you could have a positive influence on your friends, your families, and those around you. So my challenge to you guys is to take something from today or take some other Dvar Torah. Take a Dvar Torah about, you know, Chanukah, a Dvar Torah about giving thanks, about having a Karas HaTov. And if you're, you know, together with family tonight, share that Dvar Torah. And even if it won't technically become a Suda's mitzvah, we won't halachically really, really call it a Suda's mitzvah, maybe yes, maybe no, but what you will do is enhance that environment. You will bring people closer to Hashem. You will inspire others. So Chevra, this was incredible. Shkoyach, I hope you enjoyed as much as I did. Like I said, I think there are leftover donuts and muffins. So again, if the Chevra's are around and interested, save them for tomorrow, and come back and do this again. Okay, you don't have to learn. You don't even have to learn this. You're welcome to continue. You could learn something else. It's up to you. I'm just putting it out there. I'm just planting a seed. Okay, this is what we're doing. Right? We're just planting ideas. Okay, and then with that, Emir Tashem will continue to grow together as a chabura, as a chevra, as a tzibor. Emir Tashem will do wonderful things for our family, friends, community, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a great day, guys.